The National Weather Service says there's an elevated flood risk along the eastern Missouri River Basin this spring. That's because the soil remains wet and significant snow is on the ground in North Dakota and South Dakota. Communities along the lower Missouri River already were bracing for the prospect of more flooding this spring because many of their levees remain in poor shape after last year's massive flooding. Nearly everywhere that flooded last year in Nebraska, Iowa, Kansas, and Missouri is at some risk to flood once again because of the extensive damage to those levees. One of 57 evacuees from the virus zone in China who's being held in quarantine in Nebraska has been taken to a special isolated unit of an Omaha medical center. That person is there to undergo testing after developing a mild cough. Officials with Nebraska Medicine said today the woman's symptoms are extremely mild and that the testing is being done out of an abundance of caution. The patient will be taken to the University of Nebraska Medical Center campus, federally funded National Quarantine Unit to be tested for the coronavirus. Federal prosecutors have charged a Rapid City businessman in what they say was a $71 million fraudulent scheme to sell fake organic grain and seed. Court documents show how Kent Dwayne Anderson used the profits to fuel an extravagant lifestyle that included a yacht, a multi-million dollar home, and luxury cars. That's Siouxland Public Media News. I'm Mary Hartnett.